Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in day.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Thursday, March 15th, 7:44 p.m. Episode
409.
We
drink
are...
the rhyme.
No.
409. We didn't come up with a rhyme.
409. We like to clean.
That's what?
What? 409 cleaner.
That doesn't rhyme, though. You wanted to rhyme.
It's because we didn't rhyme
you
it.
You fucked it up on the first
out of the gate. Fucking it
on
up?
On this new thing we wanted to do.
What should we have thought about a rhyme then?
Well, we should have, but instead we were too busy preparing for this fucking hot sauce challenge.
Oh my God, I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. Should we just start opening? Should we open with that?
Let's fucking do this.
I want to open with how addicted, though, I am to that fucking draw something.
Okay, we can start that because I'm addicted. I played that more than any other.
Why don't we have a game
games?
Going on? Because
Why
we have
don't
both. Because I have 20 and you probably have 20. And
I think I have like 6 because I'm not trying to overdo it like I did Words with Friends and Scramble with Friends because I get too stressed out.
The thing with this game, it kills your battery. First of all, I'm playing on
my
iPhone.
Every drawing you do like drops
but
or depletes
you
your battery
playing?
two things.
What will you be playing on it tomorrow?
My new iPad.
Is it coming tomorrow?
Yes.
And you get to work from home, so you're going to know when they're there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
No, but I'm
so jealous.
I'm so addicted. But also, you should be jealous. But you already have an iPad. I've never had one. This is my first one. I'm excited. But this game will be 12 times easier
on
that
iPad,
than
yeah.
on my fat fingers on my iPhone.
Speaking of, did you confirm if that's how Timmy does
it? I don't know. Timmy, are you using a fucking iPad? Because there
he has like some expert shit.
Yeah. For instance, everyone look at the album art. That was something that we got
this
while we were
yeah.
at the bar. And
that's
like,
pretty damn good.
No. There, my finger is not that.
Can you draw sideways?
Yes.
Yeah. But
I haven't tried that.
Oh, it doesn't.
It doesn't orient.
But I've done it a couple times.
Reorient.
Because I need more room.
So the only thing I don't like about the game is when you're playing with somebody and they spell out the word that you're supposed to guess. I'm like, what's the point?
That's retarded.
Well, I do that. I've done that a couple times out of frustration after a couple tries, hoping if they didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, for instance, Frank from our spinoff, we're like 45 rounds.
You mean the That's What She Said podcast from Los Angeles, California that started because I introduced.
Yes, our spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin our streak. So sometimes it's easier to just be like, after 6 pages of me starting over and being like, argh!
I'm sure Frank has a lot of streaks in his pants.
Ew.
I love them. Oh, and I've been playing with...
Oh.
And now it's a new show.
We're done, y'all.
So Christian gave me the picture of Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And he drew the pyramid with the light and like the hello sign. And then put, where we met.
Oh,
heart.
Gross. Gross.
You should have put too fat for the morning or something.
Yeah. It's too early
it's
for
too,
fat.
It's too early for fat.
So now that we can move on from our addiction.
Yes.
What about these hot sauces?
We're going to try these hot sauces. We're going to first try.
Let's try Melinda's.
Melinda Miranda.
Because
we love the taste of Melinda Marissa Miranda.
I love Melinda's.
I bet she's as spicy tasting as this.
If she is, then she should be illegal.
She is illegal.
Oh my God.
One drop.
Oh, that's 3.
That's his, so.
Don't be pouring mine.
That's mine. Oh, shit.
That's kind of.
I feel like I'm giving communion.
Oh. Or like
the
passing
body
out.
Of Christ. This is the body of Satan.
First little that's going on, and I feel like it's kind of like a drug.
Okay, so we're trying.
It's V.
I know, like, we're going to trip
it's
out.
V.
It's V.
So this is Melinda's Nagajolokia.
Oh, my God. It smells so hot.
We're going to put it.
Tongue side down.
You ready?
Yes.
Go.
It's sweet at first. Oh, that's warming up the mouth.
That's not hot.
Just one isn't too bad.
Yeah, that's actually
not bad. I don't think
we
had enough.
Oh, it's burning mine. It's
no, that's not enough.
Mm. I don't know any more than that. It's warming. It's in my yeah. mouth. It's warming.
It's in the back of my throat.
Me too. It's getting in my sinus.
This works. I like this.
Oh, that's a slow burn. That's a. Oh wait.
This is what you call in the marijuana world creeper.
Don't laugh, because that takes the saliva and throws it in the back of my throat, which burns more.
It's getting in my nose.
Hate when that happens.
Oh, I know.
So now we have Dave's gourmet ghost pepper Nagajalaka hot sauce,
which has a mighty warning on the side of the bottle.
Oh, let's read the warning. Use this product one drop at a time. Keep away from your eyes, pets, and children. Not for people with heart and respiratory problems. Shake well and refrigerate after opening.
That's yours.
So you're keeping these two, right? And you're giving us the other one?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is no, a lot. Oh my God.
Suck it up, bitches. Suck it up.
The last one was less than this.
Oh. All right.
Can smell it. Oh my God.
You ready?
Yep.
Go.
This is not as sweet. Very no. much hotter at first.
Yeah. Oh, now. Nah. Ooh.
It's burning. Oh. It's burning my tongue.
This one's harder.
Astrid's like, more croutons. More croutons.
Oh my God. You want some, Lauren?
No.
I can still handle it, but it's hotter than the first one.
Oh God, that'd be good on a taco, but.
Oh my God, it'd be so good on a taco or a burrito. Mm.
It's coming out your Speedo.
Good one. I forgot to hit record.
No, you didn't.
I see it moving, bitch.
Oh. All right, that one did work.
Oh, God, that's still burning in the spot that it went on my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I enjoyed the other one. Like, I'd probably put the other one on something. That this one, I don't know if I would put anything on.
You could
it's
not.
So hot that we had to call the fire department.
Right. Hey, I'm on fire.
Well, Joe from Dallas, thank Ooh, you for letting
successful.
My...
Successful. Jack.
Mm. Joe and Jack, thanks for letting our assholes burn tonight.
I could eat that. On small doses. I could not eat that like on chicken wings or something like that, but
I feel like it's burning a hole in this one spot.
It's still
in
going.
My tongue.
It's still going for me.
It's still going. You want me to get more croutons?
Maybe. Mm.
I don't know if it's because it's hot or because I'm fucking hungry. I want croutons.
Or a shot of milk.
Yeah. Milk. Ooh, that sounds good.
No.
I'll give you a shot of milk.
Ew, I don't want your semen.
Let's talk about... that's everything that I have to talk about.
Million moms with Toys R Us. What's that about?
Yeah, you want.
Here, take the crumbs.
Damn it, Joe. Oh.
We could do one-star review.
Oh, we could. So, this one-star review is brought to you by the hot sauce.
All right, ready?
One-star review.
Hey!
This one-star review is...
Without Ricky.
Oh, that was fucking hot.
Okay. This one-star review is brought to you by Pitbull Lipstick. Oh, share it. I need some milk. Ah. Pitbull Lipstick says, gross show. Dated October 19th, 2008. I enjoyed it at first, but they gotten more and more gross as time goes by. I just made it to episode 69. And not only is this not something I personally want to hear about, I'd be embarrassed to tell this story. Ick. I'm unsubscribing because I don't have the stomach for this type of, quote, entertainment, unquote. 5 out of 25 listeners found this review helpful.
How many?
5 out of 25 listeners.
One star review.
Here's a hint. Spit roast.
Oh my God, I love milk.
That milk does really help.
Toasties are better.
I love the croutons. Mm,
those are hot, but they're so good.
How many points are these?
A lot. Oh,
they have Weight Watcher points, yeah? Never mind.
Are they deep fried or baked?
Do those?
Doesn't matter.
These don't.
Oh, I thought I saw.
Ooh, that was hot. So, you guys, I had to go to the dentist. Do you guys remember me telling you about the dentist? I think I talked about it on the show.
Well, yes, because you were not going to show up for something that we had a plan because you were a pussy, but you ended up showing up and it was fine.
Right. Well, because my mouth was still numb when I was there. So I went to the doctor or the dentist, and I was having to get a cap. Is that what it's called? No, a crown.
A crown.
Because my insurance wouldn't pay for the porcelain inlay filling, which is $500-$600, but that would pay for a $1,300 procedure to ruin my tooth, right? So I get there, I already paid in advance all my stuff. So the dentist is doing her work, and she's taking out the old filling, and then she realizes when she takes it out that there's no decay under it, as she thought it was. So she's like, okay, you have a little crack in your tooth, we can fix that, but how much did they quote you for the, ow.
Did that burp, that burp burn?
So she goes, how much did they quote you on doing the crown? And I said, well, they told me this, but I've already paid in full. And she goes, well, you know what? She goes, I cannot ruin your tooth. I cannot do this to your tooth when you have a perfectly fine tooth to do to this crown. So I'm just going to do the porcelain inlay for you for the same price as the crown. So I was like, oh. That's so awesome.
Nice dentist.
Yeah, she's awesome. And then she even said if the filling cracks or whatever within 5 years, that she guarantees it for that long. And that she would replace it for free. But she was really nice. She goes, that it's hot, isn't it?
I can smell the burn from your mouth.
The belches do burn.
Mm. You should try it, Lauren.
No, I forgot my
next one
today.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I saw that. Today's heartburn talk with Lauren. So anyway, I thought that was really nice of her.
Very
to
nice.
Do what the she did, because she actually has work ethic, and she, you know, she realized that my tooth wasn't as damaged, and that it would. She said I was too young to have a crown on that tooth because I would just have to have it replaced in like 5 to 8 years.
Which tooth is that? Your back molar.
This one that looks like it doesn't have a filling in it.
I is it the very, very back one?
The
I
one
think it's also
that.
Because, you know, dentists don't really get a lot of usually money from the insurance companies, mm-hmm. and they do so much of the creation of those products in-house now, mm-hmm. you know, with the molding.
That's the coolest thing. Like, the crown, I was going to have to wait 2 weeks to get the permanent one on.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, what they do is they take pictures of your tooth with this little wand thing, and then they run it through a database of 60,000 teeth, and they find a tooth that matches yours. And then what they do is this machine in the office, they put a little piece of clay in it. The machine cuts out the filling in clay or ceramic. Clay, right? And then they put it on your tooth to make sure it fits, and then they stick it in the oven and bake it. Everything's done there.
Nice.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And she said that it's ridiculous that the insurance companies don't pay for this because it saves your tooth. It's cheaper. But, like, insurance companies, when it comes to dentistry, they're, like, 20 years behind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't look into new procedures and how much better it is for their participants and how much cheaper it is for them.
Yeah, I think part of it is most insurance companies, the dentist portion of it is not done by the insurance company, but a second vendor,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if that really has much to do with it, but very rarely, for instance, if you have United Healthcare, it's not United Healthcare dental insurance. It's a dental company through that they own or that they handle all that. It's outside of your normal insurance.
I forget what mine is because my insurance is Blue Cross Blue Shield, but our dental insurance is different.
Yes, it's not. It is. What is it? Because I used to have Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's dental something.
I don't know.
But
anyway, I'm glad I did the Flex Spending account this year because that helped.
Yeah. When I had... That's the only way I paid for my LASIK mm-hmm. several years ago was due to the Flex Spending.
Oh, I should do that next year.
Yeah, especially if you go, The problem is you can't go too far in advance to get the test done because your eyes do change, but you can do it, like, for instance, at the end of the year so that you know that you're just starting your benefits for the next and then have it done, say, in January, right when you get all the money since you
how
get the...
Can you say how much yours was? Do you mind?
I think I ended up paying $1,000-something.
Oh, that's cheap. I thought it used to be like $4,000 or $5,000 or something.
Well, maybe it was $2,000. I don't remember it being... It was much cheaper than I thought, but it wasn't like I was being raped by it.
With no lube.
No, maybe it was $4,000 because I think I had $2,000 from the year before because it came over. Because that was when the money didn't come over, but you could use it until March.
They don't do that now. Oh, well, no, they still do the March thing.
Yeah, so I had it done in January. So I could use the last year's money and leftover because I thought I was going to have it
and
done.
And then what's on
And then I added just what I needed to cover the cost.
So I could do that, but I'd have to wait 2 years, right? $4,000 is a lot of money.
No, you'd have to wait. No, next you could do this coming January.
Right. No, yeah. Because I already spent my flexible spending account money for this year.
But you could just, but if you don't plan on quitting, it's really not that much of a burden, honestly, having missing that money from your account.
$4,000 in 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big chunk of money.
Well, that's the maximum you can take, I think, too.
I don't know. We'll work it out.
It's well worth it.
So I love that one. That was very nice. And I told her, I said, you will have a patient for a lifetime.
Nice.
Because I loved her.
And I still need to go to the dentist.
I love going to the dentist. A lot of people are afraid of it.
Sorry, I'm showing Lauren your pictures with your glasses on, and I'm like, and I like that one. He's cute there.
Those
and
are my Versace there. Glasses, I think.
And there. And there, he's wearing the same
shirt. No, that's because I thought that I was going to use my flex spending for LASIK and then ended up not doing it. And so then I'm like, I've got to spend $2,000 somewhere. So I bought two pairs of glasses that were Versace.
And it cost $2,000?
No, but it helped spend it down.
Oh.
Because then the leftover I used on the LASIK. Because I ended up at the end of the year realizing how they do. How the system worked, I'm like, oh, this could work to my advantage.
That's really weird. Bye.
Bye, Lauren.
But I don't do flexible spending anymore. I do the health savings account, which is a whole different fucking beast.
This is old news, the million moms thing, so we're going to get rid of that.
Yeah, but go, Ellen. And drawing Ellen on Draw Something is fun. I don't know if you have that one yet, but
I have not had that. I've been getting repeat words. Do you have to buy the paid version not to have repeat words?
No.
I don't know, but the repeat words sometimes, at least they repeat on different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I've stole other people's ideas. Like, I finally, after 40-some with Frank, got one of his repeats, was the first one. Mm-hmm. I drew exactly what he sent me.
Oh. Was it New York?
Yes.
That was good.
I really remember it because I was like, oh. Because he just did an apple and then drew a cityscape over the apple.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's kind of ingenious to do for...
What would you do for Chicago? Would you draw the bean? You think most people know about the bean?
No, I'd probably draw the Cubs. I'd probably draw the Cubs or the Bears or
a hot dog.
Or well, if I did the hot dog, I'd have to do a piece of pizza, but I'd probably do the Empire State Building.
Empire State Building.
It's my Sears Tower.
Someone's had too much wine.
Either way.
It's the hot sauce. It's
so
crazy.
Apparently, you're having some people ask you why the fuck you call Tony the provider.
Yeah, people are confused by this, especially on Twitter.
Maybe they should listen to the show.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Because maybe they should listen to the show.
Okay, so my mouth isn't hot anymore. So is your mouth still hot?
No.
You're just hungry?
We haven't gotten away from it, though.
Right.
The blue.
Y'all haven't eaten dinner yet?
No.
Nope.
Payway?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tony actually loves it there.
I love it there.
Do you have time since you have other things to do tonight?
He doesn't get home until 9:30 or 10.
Okay.
They're moving that. He actually likes it there because you can get, unlike, at regular Asian restaurants, Szechuan chicken is just Szechuan chicken. You can't get like Szechuan shrimp usually, unless it's on the menu. But here they have this like new thing where you can get any of the flavors that you want with any kind of meat you want. So it's cool. So a lot of people are confused by hashtag provider because they assume that I'm dating an older rich man.
Yeah. Well,
and a lot
of
people of
those
think
things
that.
Is right. Yeah.
One of those things is not like the other.
He is older. And he is not rich that I know of.
Hmm. Maybe he's testing
I dated
you.
A person that was older and a millionaire in Florida, but... I had no idea he was a millionaire until he broke up with me on my birthday. Whatever.
Hmm.
Mark.
Yeah, no. But he does provide a lot of other things.
Yes,
for
like
you.
Great massages.
And hot dickings.
Gross. If anybody have ever seen Dr. Tran, that's where that's from.
He provides a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. He's my transportation.
He's your transportation. You're doted on. It's kind of disgusting.
It's really fucking gross.
You always make fun of our, ever so often, our Facebook posts to each other. Uh-huh. And then you're the one that has someone that would wipe your ass for you if you asked him. He would.
He would.
Yes. No, there's no question.
Mm-hmm.
He would.
Well, I just, your whole thing on Facebook totally grosses me out. And then I'm like, this makes me want to kill myself and make a movie about it. Is that what I said?
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like,
I love Waylon's response.
What would you say? What did you say, though?
I would I'd be able to. Oh, he said, because there was no birthdays today, this Facebook post will be dedicated to me.
Yeah. And then you responded back to him, right? I can't wait to get home to see you.
It was a bad day at school.
I can't wait to get home and study and not look at you.
Yeah, that's basically how it works. But you also didn't like my one day.
I'm trying to get an education.
One day I'll marry you. Hey, I'm all for this education, because if he ends up working for the FBI, Waylon can raise the kids at home and retire from healthcare.
And then you get to live in Podunk, Virginia.
No, we don't.
It sucks.
Not necessarily.
It sucks, that part of Virginia.
I don't necessarily have to live in DC, over in DC area.
It's not even in DC.
I don't have to necessarily live over in the DC area to work for the FBI.
I'm just telling you, that part of Virginia sucks.
You suck. I wouldn't.
So yeah, hashtag provider. He provides a lot.
But not
not financially, no.
Well,
you're the daddy when it comes to that.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have to tell you guys his, like, his way of getting money. That is
okay. Wait,
which
wait.
Corner?
Wait, yeah, which corner? Like what?
No, it's not. It's during baseball season. I have to tell you guys about it.
Okay.
He gets
because
out,
you know, he has a parking.
He sells hot dogs.
Where he used to. No, chorizo.
Chorizos.
Pork free though.
Chorizos. Well, I can just say it. He worked, or he lived in a building that's no longer vacant because they're trying to sell it. But he has been cleaning up the lots there, so he has like 8 parking spaces. So during the games, and you know, it's right there on Addison. Like,
oh, okay,
right there. You know,
oh, so he rents out those spaces for the
games.
Oh,
and it's like ridiculous. Like all these executives pay like $500, $600, $700 a game to park their cars there.
Then yeah, that's worth retiring.
So that's what he lives off of.
There you go. Either way, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. You guys are happy.
Yeah, he's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, I guess he is. I'll admit it.
I just love.
I'm looking forward to him coming over and cooking dinner.
Yeah, Sunday. He's going to come cook you guys dinner. And we're going to have this really old, expensive bottle of wine. I don't know if it's expensive, but it's from France, right?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he said it was France. His brother brought it over.
Speaking of.
It's all in French, so yes.
Speaking of, our friend, my
Produit de France.
Speaking of, my co-student, my vice president of Psi Beta with me, she is from Macedonia.
Wait, what? You're in a fraternity?
He's president of the Psychology
Honor Society.
Let him tell his story, and then we'll talk about Monday.
Okay. Sunday.
So,
no, wait. I'll tell you what happened on Monday.
Oh, okay.
When you also didn't show up.
He had the movie.
Yes. So I'm the president of Psi Beta, which is the honor society for, and I'm part of I'm the president of the Truman Community College chapter. Psi Beta is a community college based honor society. And with me being in that, I could get upwards to $5,000 when I go transfer each semester, I forget, but when I transfer to a university. So it's worth it. Anyway, my friend Sandra, she's from Macedonia. She's going to be getting us Macedonian wine, and she wants to make us dinner with that Macedonian wine.
Okay. Sandra is an interesting person.
She's an interesting lesbian.
I thought at first that she was a hot, angry Latina lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, wait, that's not Spanish, but I still can't understand her. Is she Eastern European? Yes.
Totally.
But she acts like she's a Latina from the block.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, she is. You would love.
Is she kind of ghetto?
Some
Latino ghetto?
In talk. Mm-hmm. But she dresses like a boy Eastern European soccer player.
Yeah.
Like wearing soccer jerseys.
Does she have like the slick hair?
No, she has long, like a ponytail.
Right, but is it I'm going to show you.
It's not slicked. But it's not curly.
She's hilarious. Love her. But I did have to laugh because, of course, nothing gets in the way of RuPaul's Drag Race on Mondays, which apparently you don't have the same.
She's the one on the right or the left.
I was tired.
Apparently you don't have the same, you know.
Dedication.
Wait, which one?
Left.
The one on the white?
The one with like the boobs with the stripe things on
her
tits.
Oh, she's pretty.
She's very pretty.
Keep swiping.
But she's from like Europe?
She's from Macedonia.
Macedonia.
It's right north of Greece.
So Bradley.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So not with Psi Beta because that's the honor club, but he's also they run.
Psi Beta runs
the
psychology.
She's a soccer player, so that's why she dresses like a soccer player.
Yeah, she is a soccer player. So Psi Beta runs the psychology club, and we do once a month a we are now doing
oh,
I should say
goodness.
We are doing a movie night each once
oh,
one night
Facebook.
Of a month.
Never mind. I thought I was looking at your personal photos.
No,
that's Facebook, stupid.
Yeah, so they decided to do the movie at our house on Monday, and they watched the...
we watched Requiem for a Dream.
Fucked up movie.
I've only seen half of that.
It's a good movie.
So it was fun, because we... What did we do that day? We did something, and we got home just... We went to... We dropped your mom at the airport, then we went to Old Navy, because they were having a sale, and we need some clothes for our cruise next week. And
we also need money, if you want to give us it.
Yeah. And we got home just in time, and actually picked up Sandra from the bus, because we saw her passing, and I, you know, we got drinks ready and whatever, and then we had his college friends come over. We had a 19-year-old, and they were all lesbians except for this one little straight. Is he Asian or Latino?
Gross.
He's Latino.
A Latino, a straight Latino boy that's 19. Oh, he's cute.
His name's MJ. Oh.
He's kind of built. He wears those.
He's
like,
a dancer.
That leather. Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh. And he wears like the leather bands on his wrist.
He's like Luigi.
No, he's not like Luigi.
Like one of those dancers? Like
no, he's dancers not like
Luigi?
That. No,
no,
he's not like that.
He's not like beat boy.
Artistic hip hop.
Mm. Oh, he's not that. He's like a belly dancer, so he's gay.
He's not a belly dancer.
Either way, he's
belly
either
dancer,
way, he's not gay.
He's a ballet dancer.
Because, oh, he's not a ballet dancer either.
Because let me tell you.
No, he's a group like, and like you know how like they do group like hip hop dancing and they're choreographed and they
oh,
do the
like
crazy.
On, so you think you could dance?
Kind of, yeah.
But we know he's not gay, too, because Sandra spent the entire evening before I left to go watch RuPaul's Drag Race at our normal spot, basically kept telling him, I know you're straight, but you at least have to try cock once. It was, like, going on and on.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, no, I'm pretty sure. And it's like, I was like, Sandra, I'm pretty sure that he's straight. And it's okay that he's over. He doesn't have to be gay since you're all lesbians and Brad.
And me.
Well, I mean, you know he's probably going to try it once. He's only 19, so he has a few more years to get that in. All it takes is a six-pack.
Really. By the way, I also love that his professor...
You should have Josh over, and he will definitely have cock.
Their professor... I don't... Well, no, because I would slap that cock out of his mouth.
You don't know where that's been.
Slap that cock right out
of
your mouth.
Oh, my God! That's the Josh segment theme song. I am not shushing on that one. That right there will be recorded later as the intro for the Josh Whore Call segment. Right there. I'm going to slap that cock right out of your mouth.
I love it.
Love it.
He's going to die.
Oh.
I don't even know where I got that song from. I remember it from something, but is it
a Wash That Man Ride Out of My Hair?
Oh, I just saw that. Where did I see it? Oh,
Saturday.
Yeah.
Because you're like, Glenn Close? Well, when was this
recorded?
How old is she?
Wasn't that a commercial for a shampoo commercial too, though? Like in the 80s or something?
I wouldn't be surprised because it is an older musical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think it's from the 80s, like VO5 or something like that.
It would be the perfect song for one, so I wouldn't be surprised if they bought the rights.
Or Herbal Essence, maybe. It was like, you know, when they're... You know,
so,
shit.
We do have some housekeeping to do. One, we have a one-star review.
Yes.
We have a phone call.
Uh-huh.
I already did one-star review.
Oh, we already did the one-star review. That's right. We have a phone call.
I don't know if it's recent, though.
Oh. Okay, well, then I guess we can wait.
No, we can do it.
Welcome to Space Nation.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Space Nation.
All right, here we go. We're going to play the call.
Oh, wait.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We got a phone call.
Phone call.
Phone call.
Hey, guys. This is Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you a quick message to let you know that I'm calling all my favorite podcasters and letting them know that I love, love, love your show.
Bullshit.
And all the hard work you put in to get it out. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And as I said before, it was awesome to meet you, and I hope to see you again this year in 2012. And I just wanted to say, please keep doing your show. It's awesome. It's great. You make me laugh. And I really, really, really deep down appreciate what you do.
Aww.
So you take care, and I'll talk to you later. And here's my shameless plug, RambleRedhead.com. Okay? Take care. All right. Good boy.
Well,
good
thanks,
boy.
Ramble.
Goodbye.
And I do love that.
Goodbye already.
Oh, he's not
he
done.
He is not done.
I also love that it really is from a month ago.
Right.
February 23rd.
And that's the last person that called us. And it's the first person that called us like in 3 years. So pretty much if we don't get a phone call, our line is going to be shut off is basically what it is. If you don't get a phone call in a month.
My God.
So you can give us a call.
But why does this work for you people? Why?
206-984-3685. And I didn't mention this on the last show. And I really appreciate Freddie, and I really appreciate Joe, who sends us gifts. Y'all, seriously, these microphones are getting crazy.
I thought someone sent you money for one.
Freddie did. That's why I said I appreciate Freddie.
Well, we also appreciate
but we need
Canada.
Yes. Oh, Jay.
Apparently, we don't appreciate him as much.
No, Don.
Don, yes. Yeah. The attractive black man.
From Canada.
From Canada.
Canada.
Get the one from north and the one from the south.
Mm-hmm.
He made our hands warm while the other one made our asses hot.
Good one, Waylon. High five that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait.
Hey, someone's returned.
No, that's D.
Yep, there you go.
There you go. You guys never see that, but I think we've explained it.
You got fat boy. High five.
I do F in sign language and
Waylon.
I do B.
We really don't do cancer too much anymore because, well, that kind of affected like 2/3 of our lives. Well, 3/3.
No,
three thirds.
A whole. It affected a whole of our lives.
But recently. Even most recently.
Yeah, because cancer's a little too.
More recently.
Too soon.
I will say it was, yes, it was more recently.
Ouch, my heart.
So we don't do that so much right now.
No.
But thank you for calling Rainbow Redhead and other people give us a call. And if you would like to donate to our little show, it would be fabulous. We do pay monthly for a service that we can offer this show to you. That really just comes out of my pocket because it's just easier that way.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to give us guilt trips because you've never asked.
Well, I don't think I've ever told you guys.
No.
Have I?
No, not really.
And then I did something very good because, you know, I was like predicting the future and I was like, I am so comfortable with my new co-host that I will buy 2 years.
Oh,
for the website.
You're comfortable. Your co-host, my ass. You know that you'll just get rid of us as fast and bring Josh on, and then do that for
Josh
a year.
Josh is kind of all about it.
Ugh.
Until you need to bring him on a regular schedule,
right? Oh, not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
That's why we need phone calls, and we need phone calls, Josh, while you were in fucking L.A.
Yes. Please call. Well, he's not going to be able to listen.
It doesn't matter.
This.
We're going to act like he's listening, mm-hmm. and then we're all going to message him and say, bitch, call this number, leave voicemails.
I'll text message him.
When you're drunk, mm-hmm. after you've had sex.
Oh. While you're having sex.
While you're having sex. It's with someone while you're having sex, talking.
Right when you're there and you're saying.
Miss you guys. It's so sorry
as
I couldn't be there.
As you're giving him your hotel key room. Wait. Hotel room key.
Key room.
Wait. It's the last piece of housekeeping, I think, would be we have new reviews.
Housekeeping?
Yes, reviews.
Because
before
our listeners do listen, Ricky.
Yes. And I actually, did you see my message on Facebook?
No.
Or
you berate
Twitter?
Them so much. And then we have three
I
people.
I said, good fucking God, can we get a goddamn review? Please. 1 star, 5 star. I don't care. Do it.
Give me a
Then we got what? 2 or 3?
We got 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, this one was right before my birthday because they love me, and then the other two are on the same day.
Which, by the way,
they love me.
I don't know if we ever said happy birthday to you.
No.
Not on here.
I didn't even talk about it on the last show because I want to talk about it with you guys, but I see how important that was.
I know. It's already a half hour. So do you want to end the show with your birthday?
Hey, I will. Can we talk about what he did with his birthday? What we did for his birthday?
What?
Well, you mean we totally surprised you at the call with everything?
Well, we kind of talked about it on the last show. Yeah. But I also was like the Saturday before. I don't know if Josh told you guys, but we went out with his, or we went shopping downtown with his friend John, and we were having brunch. And I was like, so, I guess nothing's going on for my birthday. So, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, I actually forgot about it. Maybe we can do like a group thing for everybody's birthday. And I'm like, well, that's fine. Just let me know. And I was kind of bitchy.
Yeah. Do you know how it? should I do this?
Do it. He doesn't listen.
Do you know how it really went down?
How did it go down?
Email. So, are we doing something for Ricky's birthday on Monday?
This was like a week and a half before your birthday.
Mm-hmm. It's like, no, there's nothing planned. And people went back and forth. And I'm like, so then I said, well, hey, not to take this over or anything, you do know that we go to see RuPaul's Drag Race on Mondays. They went the week before. He really likes it, wants to make it a part of his thing. How about if everyone just shows up there and then we can...
Right.
Yeah. And then surprise and then basically planned it.
So...
and then I gave Josh the credit because he needed an ego boost.
Right. So do you guys know how close I was at Hamburger Mary's to saying, you know what, I'm just going to go home?
You say that, but it never would have happened. We never would have allowed that, and neither would have Tony, because Tony was in on it.
You know that I ran. I'm like, oh, I forgot my ID, quote unquote my ID, so I could run home and get your decorations.
Oh,
because Tony.
That's why I left
had
early.
All that stuff, and since we didn't know anyone really at the bar at that time to drop it off, he wasn't comfortable with
it. He left it at our house,
so he brought the cake and left the stuff at our house, which is why he was there early.
Yeah,
okay.
And then he ran home because he forgot his ID.
I forgot my ID, so I ran home and got it for you.
And it's so funny because...
And thank you, Mark, for grabbing
Tony
the tables.
Knew all this.
Mark and George.
Yes.
Tony knew all this, and I was like kind of like bitching to him. I was like, I cannot believe that no one has said anything about my birthday. And I guess I'm going to have to plan my own birthday. And he's like, well, Bobby, maybe you should take one out this year. You know, just don't celebrate this year. And I'm like...
Yeah, because as soon as we decided to talk about it, I realized he wasn't on the email chain.
Uh-huh.
And so I text messaged him or messaged him on Facebook. And I'm like, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, when you give you the email.
Will it work? Blah, blah, blah. And he said yes. And then we went from there.
Yeah.
But you I went to Hamburger Mary's for 3 years in a row.
Yes,
I know,
she did. And we had Linda.
But I do have to admit,
Linda!
Though. I also gave Josh. He did bring up the conversation of let's do something.
Uh-huh.
Because, and so I thought he deserved that credit. But he was also... an amazing sport because we threw him under the bus so much that night and he was playing along so well. And those text messages to you acting like he was too busy. He didn't have enough time for you.
Today's your birthday. Can we do drinks tomorrow?
Right. And he was the one that made you feel so bad. You wanted to leave.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you show up and all of your friends are, and they,
it was kind of,
and everyone showed up, which
I was
really shocked too on a Monday.
It was awesome. It made me feel special.
Yeah. But I have learned, though, you have to plan your own birthdays here because, like, last year's quick, I guess I'll do something at Sidetrack was the most depressing thing ever because I'm like, oh, so no one
were
loves...
Were you upset because I let you taste my drink and said, no, that's mine.
No, I don't remember that.
But we really didn't know.
Would you like your drink?
Well.
That's
mine.
That's when you brought Kevin, and Kevin and I were still really weird, and I'm like... And
not friends on Facebook.
Brought me a dry.
I think
cupcake.
That's how you should describe it. No, I think that's how you should describe it as you guys were in the.
And then Bradley was really fucking pissy because he had a day,
and he was
bad
hungry.
Day and hungry. And I'm hungry. Like, this but, is no. my birthday, and it's show tunes, and why are people being bitches?
But
and
I don't.
No one shows up.
How I'd known you for like 2 weeks.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
It's kind of weird.
Well, no, and we didn't have. Yes, we didn't have this friendship group that we did. I didn't really have a group that would have been nice enough or thoughtful enough to say. I haven't heard anything. What are we doing? Type of thing. So, but I have realized that, like, even Mark, when he's doing his, last weekend, when you hear this, was the same type of reason. You know, he's like, it's just easier sometimes just to be like,
I might do that.
It's just easier to, like, I know I want to do something with these people, and if I don't take control of it, it's never going
to
happen.
But apparently what Josh likes to do is for his birthday, which maybe will be excluded this year, is he likes to invite new people to his life to his birthday, so they go to really fucking expensive restaurants and pay, like, a lot of money for their
food. Yeah, he has too many friends to invite new people, because I met Josh at his birthday. We're like, how the fuck do you know Josh?
And you were like, oh, Josh is kind of bougie. Look at this restaurant we're in.
Yeah, and he's all we had clothes, to go downstairs. And he was dating the French guy, and all the stuff I was hearing from him. And then it's like, you get to know him not so
can
much.
Can you believe that night I had like a kind of a crush on Keith?
Yes.
Oh my God, that makes me sick to my stomach.
Yes.
Ugh. I mean, Russell Daniels or Daniel Russells, whatever. Keep an eye out, Nola. Wait, what were we going to talk about?
Reviews.
Reviews. No, I had something to say. I had to deep throat a fried Twinkie.
That was, I will tell you.
I'm so sad I missed that.
I'm glad that we, A, we're one to be able to sit into, in our so in sick. Our queen's section.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Because
if you ever go to Hamburger Mary's, ask for Linda and tell her that Brad and Waylon sent you because she will treat you like royalty.
She remembered you from, she's been your waitress for 3 years in a row. Right. But we also, we've been going almost every Monday because it's just down the street.
I
want to
start
from,
doing that. What time y'all go on Monday?
If we go, we probably go around like 6:30, 6:15.
6:30, 6:15, because we try to make sure that we're at least done so we can get to the call when it starts. Because we've walked in as it's starting.
Yeah.
You have to
have
your seats, though, right?
Well, yeah, because there are people now behind us that we've come late. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get there to get the seats, other people won't pull the tables. But now Mark gets there early, and he knows what to do. We've trained our friends.
Yay!
But no, if you want to start doing the dinner with us, then let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fun. So, should we do our reviews and then leave?
Yeah, these are like super long shows.
That's because it's been a while.
This is because, yeah. Because
they're going to love it. And then they're going to say, it's too long! Stop! Well,
we have to make up for it, though, because, oh my God, the hot sauce just kind of trickles away back up throat. Because next week after we record, you know, we won't record that following week, so you'll have to record with someone else or without us.
So... yeah.
We're gone the 24th through the 31st for on our cruise.
Right. So that Friday of
next Friday.
Thursday is the Hunger Games movie, right?
Yes, at midnight.
So for your birthday, should we do something before or do you want to do it on Friday?
Oh.
We can't do it on Friday.
I'm guessing.
So before Thursday, before the movie?
Or maybe we should. Do we
wait until you get back?
Do we have any birthdays in April?
Josh's.
Which doesn't count.
Well,
this is the 7th.
And I won't be here that weekend anyway because I have to go home for Easter because his birthday's on fucking Easter. Praise his light.
No, his birthday's on the 7th.
But he's celebrating
Easter
on Easter
weekend.
Yeah, that's Saturday. My mom's birthday's on Easter.
Oh, excuse me.
Does not matter.
We'll talk because I don't know. I don't think there's really enough time.
You plan it and we'll follow.
Unless I just say everyone show up at fucking RuPaul's Drag Race on Monday. And it becomes the new thing.
What are we going to do when Drag Race stops? Wait, who got kicked off last week? Because I looked on Wikipedia.
Jiggly.
Oh.
Oh, no. She was nasty.
No, she needed to go. But she, it was
did you
her
see
and
her
Willa.
Without her? With her?
I didn't see what it was.
Did you see? No,
Wikipedia,
no,
Wikipedia.
Did you see her without her wig and her hat? She looks like fucking Riff Raff from.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Wikipedia article wasn't updated yet. So it was Dragazines, right?
Yes. She was. It was her and Willem in the bottom two.
Willem was in the bottom.
They were making fun of his 5 o'clock shadow hardcore, and Jiggly got booted off. So, which is about time.
How did Sharon Needles do? Because she's my favorite.
Sharon Needles did decently, but they told her that, or the country old diva that was on there thought her eyes were scary.
Pam Tillis.
And they're wanting her to do some.
Pam Tillis was on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the guest judge. They want her to do some actual non scary drag. And she was like, well, it's kind of my thing.
That's her, yeah.
They're like, because you look really pretty, but come on. Let's use, like, real eyes.
But maybe she
but Fifi won, which I can't stand.
She's the one from Florida, or here, right?
Chicago, yeah. Transplant from Texas.
Fifi O'Hara.
Yeah. Apparently, I watched the preview for the next show. She has to work with Sharon Needles. And when they're in the workroom talking to RuPaul, Sharon even says out loud, she goes, well, how are you guys working together? And Nadana goes, yeah, well, it's interesting since we're frenemies. And basically just puts it out there. And she's like, oh, really? Blah, blah. And she goes, no, yeah, we don't really like each other, do we? And Beefy's just like, I'm not saying anything.
So we have 3 reviews.
Yay.
Before we do our reviews, I want to put this out there. I was looking at the Facebook thing and there's those little ads on the side, and this one caught my eye. It was really funny. It says, Chicago Young Men Study. Are you a young gay or bisexual man, aged 16 to 24, and living in the Chicago area? Participate in our health survey and earn $40.
Oh, speaking of that, they're doing interviews for The Real World here this weekend.
I could never,
not
ever
now,
do that
not anymore.
It's interesting because they want people from the age of 19 to 24. In the article, it said to appear to be 19 to 24 years old.
Yeah. First of all, we're all too old.
Well, I mean, he could probably get away with 24.
I would
no,
not want
to. He acts like he's 36.
Yeah, I do.
You guys, do you want to play bridge?
Yeah.
I don't like bridge. I like chess.
Do you guys want to pop some popcorn and watch some Golden Girls?
Okay. A lot of gay guys love the Golden Girls.
Well, yeah, but.
I'm not a big fan of Golden Girls.
Not
what?
No, as in, I'm not.
You had.
See, hold on.
You had one of.
Can I rephrase this?
Dorothy's dresses on.
You better rephrase this.
You had one of Dorothy's dresses on.
I am not a fanatic of Golden Girls. I am not a crazy fan of Golden Girls.
Well, that's better. When
I
you
like
say,
designing women. I don't think designing women gets the
enough praise. Because that dress was more designing women.
But Julia Sugarbaker.
It was Charlene, really.
When she makes some of those speeches, like the one about the gay marriage or the gay thing, I'm like, yes, yes, Julia.
Preach it, sisters. Preach it.
Anyway, we got three reviews, one of which I know that James has an accent already for.
Right.
Which one?
I don't know how you say it. Well, the Asian one.
Oh. Fow monkey by Schnickshishafababur. Whoever or ever foul monkey is sound good. Translate to English. Whoever foul monkey is sound good. And there is a period between every single word.
Which
and it's
obviously they have a
monkey.
Cell phone that's broken, probably.
It's awesome.
No, they were trying to get us to say it with an accent. Oh. Yes.
I love this. This is probably one of my favorite.
I'm reading the next one.
Gross. Top your
as a taint smacker, I truly appreciate this podcast. 5 stars by Toppy Smelly. Who also has their saint? Who also has a podcast? The Foul Monkeys has been a longtime mainstay on my podcast listening roster for a good reason. It is rather like eavesdropping on a loony gang of inmates who recently escaped from a secluded, dank, dark institution somewhere. Quirky, devilish fun it is, but Ricky and his current band of
raconteurs.
Is that French?
I don't know, but it's. It's also a band that
is
Jack
that
Whiteson.
Is that where the word racket comes from? Racket.
I don't.
Your racket.
So. Continue.
And his current band of raconteurs also have hearts of gold. Oh.
Mostly.
Mostly. But always entertaining, fun, and jolly good listen. Thank you, Toppy Smelly. We really appreciate it. And that's actually on the day that I tweeted somebody fucking leave us a review.
Do you want to read the next one?
Sure, but someone's going to have to make it bigger because I'm blind.
Oh, you like it bigger, obviously, because you're a size queen.
Someone's dressed to the left.
Oh, yes, I am, because I'm so fucking big.
Sater, come talking about my boyfriend's cock on Twitter.
Are you blowing it up for him?
It's because my penis is so big.
Cannot get enough.
Whoa, we can't hear you. Oh. Hello?
Hi. Hi, hello. Cannot Get Enough by Kathy B. 505.
I wonder who that is.
It's not the lurker.
It is the lurker.
What? Well, I know, but it's
she
not.
She updated her actual review. So it's not a new review. It's an updated review.
But, you know, if it was Lurker Bacon.
Right.
That would be a whole different name.
Right.
I simply cannot get enough of these ladies.
Ladies, what?
They are so charming and witty and always lift my spirits. They are so easy to relate to with their everyday obstacles they must overcome. They are simply so cheerful and never have a negative word. What the fuck? What show are you listening to? I love the way they start their show with a mantra. I've come up with my own mantra. I have not shared it with anyone yet. I would like to do that here with the ladies of Greetings from Nowhere. Wait. What the hell? Where am I?
So basically, Kathy Bacon left a review for Greetings from Nowhere on our show on our iTunes page.
So does that
which we love her for?
Did she leave a Foul Monkeys review on the Greetings from Nowhere?
Let's check it out.
Let me find it.
Because if you didn't, you really need to. Because we need a match set.
That would be hilarious.
I like their show. I listened to that one.
Do you know?
And they were so nice in person.
They were totally nice, and it was her birthday. Oh, it was not Christine.
I think I read that one of them may be bringing their husbands this year.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Christina, and he's a bear, so he might get raped. So
I don't see her review. She didn't put a review.
That was a great review.
Oh.
Why is your mic going out?
That was a great review, Kathy.
What the hell?
See, we need fucking mics. I'm telling you.
Now you need to
do can't
one.
Hear Bill.
We are almost at an hour.
Fuck, we gotta go. We're gonna be cutting this shit out, and we gotta go eat. So, all right. I like their album art. That's cute.
You've never seen that?
No. I can't see more of it. I'll have to go to their website and look at it properly. All right, so we're out of here.
Yeah.
Leave us a review. Pride 48, Gay Days 2012. We need new microphones. Give us a call at 206-98-4365.
You don't have to do this.
You're hear that in 30 seconds. Again.
Leave us, tell us who you've left one-star reviews for so we have more fodder for our shows.
We're going to try to have Josh back on because people fucking love him. And I guess we're out here.
Yep.
Thank you, Joe and Jack, for the gifts.
My mouth is still
hot. We appreciate
it.
Freddie, we appreciate you.
And Don.
And Don.
Goodbye.
I always forget the Canadian. It's because he's French.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.